The latest data from the American Heart Association indicates that adults with fatty liver were 3.5 times more likely to have heart failure than those without. And the American Liver Foundation says that 100 million Americans have fatty liver. Start taking care of your liver with Liver Health Formula. You throw everything at your liver. Cholesterol, alcohol, toxins, Tylenol, statins, cigarettes. You shouldn't. And that's why so many people have a sluggish, fatty liver that makes you gain weight and lose energy. An all-natural supplement, which contains 12 clinically proven botanicals that help recharge and protect your liver. Liver Health Formula is manufactured right here in the USA and approved by American doctors. Now, when you try Liver Health Formula, you'll also get a free bottle of omega-3 to keep your heart healthy. Visit GetLiverHelp.com/Dana and take advantage of this special offer. That's GetLiverHelp.com/Dana. For decades, your liver has helped you with over 500 key functions daily. So take care of your liver with Liver Health Formula and get a free bonus gift at GetLiverHelp.com/Dana.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So, do you guys remember the story? We had this headline, Florida Man who says that he's living underwater for months. A retired Navy commander and university professor, Joe DeTruri, he spent close to 100 days confined in an underwater habitat about 30 feet below the surface of the Florida coast. He broke the record for longest time spent underwater on May 14th. He's still down there. He's apparently going to wait for 100 days. It's on Friday. And so he said that he shrank. He said that he has shrunk at least a half an inch due to the pressure. And when he was asked whether or not if he expects to grow back to the height that he was, he says, I don't know. That's that has to have like a health complication, right? Like that would, I don't know. A Florida man was arrested with fentanyl while impeding traffic with a homeless sign. Lee County, Florida. Florida man was arrested for drug possession, obstructing traffic. He stood in the middle of an intersection with a sign while holding bags of fentanyl. The sign read, hungry, homeless, anything helps. And then law enforcement deemed that as a distraction and visual obstruction for motorists. They said it was a hazardous use of right-of-way. And when he saw the cops, though, he departed the intersection, tried to conceal the cardboard sign in his pocket, and they found lots of fentanyl, apparently. Apparently white powder bag and a pink powder bag, both which tested positive for fentanyl. So he's arrested on a whole slew of charges. You're just going to stand out there with bags of fentanyl in the middle of the road? Was he trying to get arrested? I mean, apparently. I mean, I guess he is.
Or he's trying to sell it.
Yeah, but is he like dangling it? That's one thing the article didn't say. Like, is he dangling it out there like free fentanyl or something? I don't know. Let's see. This Florida man says, quote, damn, that's a nice bike, before taking man's bike. Miami-Dade County police arrested a Florida man Monday after he was accused of stealing a victim's bike and then taking cash out of his wallet while he was sitting at a bus stop in Northwest Miami-Dade. According to police, the victim was at the bus stop with his bicycle resting against his leg, and 36-year-old Adante McKinney and three men approached him. Authorities said the suspects told the victim, damn, that's a nice bike, and then literally took it and ran away. The victim chased the suspect, but lost sight of him. And then when the victim returned to the bus stop, McKinney picked him up by his hoodie and pinned him against the wall next to the bus bench. Then he put the victim down, offered him to take off his shoes and socks. The victim took off his shoes, wouldn't take off his socks. McKinney forcibly removed them, took his cell phone, $40 from his wallet, threw the wallet and cell phone back at him. And then police arrived at the scene. They detained McKinney after the victim called 911. So he was booked. No bond set yet. He's got two warrants out for domestic violence, though. So that's, golly. I mean, geez. Swashbuckler seen stealing Captain Morgan's statue in Inglewood. Yeah. Apparently, they're looking for this guy. It was at Inglewood Business May 19th. They said that this Florida thief used a blue two-door pickup and then was traveling with a canine first mate. I hope the dog's okay. And then legit stole this Captain Morgan statue. Of all the things to steal, they're looking for him. Police are looking for this guy. I also have, I got another one. A man accused of jumping into Busch Gardens alligator enclosure, arrested. Why would you jump in there? Tampa police arrested 20-year-old Jacob Percival in Tampa Monday evening. He and two other people made their way to the gator habitat. Did they know what they were doing? One of his friends recorded it. They posted it on social media. The detectives say the video helped them identify and locate him. He points to the crowd and says, "Another wild Karen, crikey," in the video. That's what he says in the video. Someone in the crowd just shouted at him to get out. A woman said, "It's very dangerous. You're going to get hurt." And, Wildlife Rescue and Rehabilitation founder said, "That was stupid." That was their direct quote. So they arrested. I mean, golly, how do you get in that in the first place? I would just think that they would have cameras and that they would know. But of course, are people that stupid, really? I don't know. Caltech invented the concealed carry category years ago with the P11. But did they stop there? Heck no. One innovation just led to another and another. And well, just look at their latest, the P15. It's the lightest, thinnest, double stack 9mm handgun on the market at only 14 ounces and 7/8 inches wide. The P15 has a 4-inch barrel and double stack magazine that holds 15+1 total capacity. Its gator grip texture on the polymer version increases stability and makes for ambidextrous grip safety and easy, accurate handling. If you prefer a more vintage look, choose the metal version with classic wood panels and textured grips. The P15 has a Tritium Plus fiber optic front sight with a fully adjustable Tritium 2-dot rear to keep you on target in any situation. Make the P15 your choice for concealed carry. Learn more at KeltechWeapons.com. Sign up for the Keltec Insider and get a 15% coupon for your next order of gear and accessories at KeltecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. This could be coming to the U.S. I wouldn't be surprised. This started in the U.K. It's this woman, her name is Teresa Steele. And she was dropped from getting a life-saving surgery because she objected to the trans nurse who showed up to take care of her. She had, because hers was a very, it sounded like, I don't know what kind of surgery she had. She didn't get into it, but it sounded as though it was a major abdominal surgery, and it sounded like she had like cancerous, or she had to have a hysterectomy or something. And it sounds like it was very, very invasive, and it sounded like she was dealing with cancer, and because she said that she had to have intimate care. So basically she was trying to be very ladylike and saying her nether regions. Okay. So she's in, I'm setting that up because it all comes into play here. So she's in the hospital. She's going and she was getting evaluated and she was in the hospital treatment room. She was undergoing these pre-operation assessments. They said that they were doing intimate swabs, all of this. And then there was a nurse who came in who had nothing to do with her care. And she said the first thing that stuck out to her was that the red lipstick, and that it was clearly a dude in super heavy makeup and a blonde wig. And here she is, you know, full glory on display, doing this assessment, and this man dressed up as a woman comes in. And he spoke because she said the one nurse said, indicated the room was occupied, and the man said, "Oh, sorry," and lingered a little bit and then left. And she said she found it very odd and disconcerting. And what ended up happening is the hospital that was involved in her care, it was called the Princess Grace Hospital in London. She had apparently said something about that. Like when she was filling out some paperwork, she had added, "I want to make sure that I have female nurses attending me," because she's going through, you know, she's going through hell. And I think it's ridiculous that you even had to justify why you're asking that. And she says that she was punished for asking that, and the hospital accused her of discrimination against the nurse. It did apologize, finally, because it admitted that what happened was a breach of her privacy, because apparently it got out. She said that she had wanted same-sex care and that she her operation was canceled. And so it was, she said it was a high robotic suite, blah, 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 open surgery suite. She says that apparently they had to just leave the room empty. She said it was just canceled. And there were mass demonstrations by people who were shocked. She had to wait and try to find a way to get surgery elsewhere. And in the meantime, her weight plummeted. She was in intense pain. She had to be rushed to emergency. And then because she had been dropped and had been forced to wait by that hospital, there was a complication that came in as a specific result of her having been de-hospitaled and forced to wait simply because she asked for same-sex care after that man walked in on her. I feel like without stopping this whole train that's coming, this is where it gets into. So she's like looking at legal action. There were tons of people who were protesting on her behalf. And I mean, the waiting almost killed her. It extended her recovery period by months because it got so bad that it presented a complication for her. At what point? So the way that I'm getting it is that they were prioritizing the feelings of the man pretending to be a woman over the actual damn woman who needed she needed care because she had a life-threatening condition. This isn't about, that's not about equality, that's about punishment. I mean, they were going to make her literally a sacrifice to this guy. That is unbelievable. And apparently there are even fewer protections in the UK against this stuff than in the United States. But it does feel like it's coming because weren't they already doing this, Kane, with like COVID stuff? If you didn't get the clot shot, then you were going to. Yeah, that's kind of, I know. As students begin heading back to school, do you think they'll be learning about the founding principles that made America the freest and most prosperous nation in history? Will they learn that our unalienable rights are God-given and not granted by government? Will they be given a full and honest account of our nation's history? The answer to all of these questions is yes for students at Hillsdale College. In addition to teaching college students, Hillsdale has extended its teaching to K-12 students and lifelong learners like you. If you're not doing so already, one of the best ways to start learning from the folks at Hillsdale is through Imprimis, Hillsdale's free digest of liberty. You can sign up for free at this special website for a limited time at dana4hillsdale.com. And you can look forward to Imprimis each month. It's interesting, useful, and free. And it's one of the best and smartest in conservative constitutionalist thought. Find out more about Hillsdale College and sign up for Imprimis at dana4hillsdale.com. That's dana4hillsdale.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So I saw a photo, some of the destruction in Tallahassee. A 100-year-old oak tree apparently fell on the governor's mansion in Tallahassee in the wake of Hurricane Idalia. It was shared by the First Lady of Florida, Casey DeSantis, saying that she and the kids were home at the time when it all came through, but thankfully she said nobody was injured. But that is a massive tree, and that's that's a massive tree. That's something else. So thankfully everybody's okay. I just saw also some photos of some of the line crews and some of these other folks making sure that power's being restored. They're doing it slowly but surely. They're waiting for the winds to die down before they're able to actually send everybody out there to climb the ladders and be safe. So our prayers are with them as they do so. This is an interesting thing. Apparently, Department of Transportation fined American Airlines $4.1 million for unlawfully keeping thousands of passengers on the tarmac for hours. That's, golly, $4.1. They said that it violates federal statutes and the department's rule prohibiting tarmac delays of 3 hours or more on domestic flights, that you can't be held there without letting passengers off. Now, I've been held, I think, one time for 4 hours, but they allowed you to get off to use the, if you need, because there was so many people that needed to use the restroom or get something to eat, they would allow people to get off and then go through and get back in. But I've never where they've, I know that that has happened to people though before. So that's very interesting. Now, apparently, Secretary Mayor Buttigieg is, that's like, he's waving that like a big win for him. Oh, he did his job one time. That's, look at that. A man was arrested at Harry Reid International in Nevada, accused of trafficking over 15 pounds of cocaine. That's a lot. What? How are you doing that at the airport? That's a lot. Like, how do you, you got to know that you're going to get caught. Don't they have drug sniffing dogs everywhere? I'm like, if you're going to have a drug sniffing dog, you're probably going to have it in Nevada's airport. So this, the Ozempic appears to curb patients' cravings for booze, cigarettes, and gambling. Isn't that the diabetes thing that all the Hollywood people are taking? So they said that it helps people beat their addictions. How does that do it? If it's a diabetes drug, that they're, how does it stop gambling? They said that it has to do with, I mean, it's anecdotal, they say, but it's helped smokers and drinkers curb cravings too. And they said that it has to do with the part of the brain that like regulates all of that. And like, what is it? Like the pleasure release. Yeah. That's very interesting. So I don't know how that's going to factor in. Maybe there's like other ways that that can be used for treatments for other things, but that's kind of interesting. And then also, let's scroll down here. Oh, I'm having trouble. We got one last thing. Mississippi alligator state record. I don't know if you saw this thing. It's like a monster gator, longest ever in their history by hunters. And it weighed, 14 feet. James Comer next. Oh man, we got to talk about this sorority thing. Please tell me that. Oh man, this sorority. So it, Wyoming, University of Wyoming. They're forcing these girls. They brought a lawsuit. Kappa Kappa Gamma sued the national leadership of their sorority because they are being forced to accommodate a male. The sorority at the University of Wyoming is going to accommodate a 6'2" male who is in woman face, after the state district court rejected their lawsuit. They said they were discomfort with the presence of Artemis Langford. They said that he watches them undress with an erection. The judge dismissed the case, Westonbrook versus Kappa Kappa Gamma, on August 25th. The judge said that redefining woman to include males was their bedrock right as a private voluntary organization. And they said that they have to accommodate him. Even though their bylaws state that the new member shall be a woman, they're being forced to redefine what is a woman. And they said that they were, it sounds like a campaign of harassment against the women who are voicing concern about it as well. I mean, they had, he's attracted two women. And he has admitted this before on his own Tinder profile, which is he still has up. He says he's, quote, sexually interested in women. Remember, because you can cosplay as a woman, but you can still be attracted to women if you're a dude. And all of these women in the sorority came forward. They said that he sneaks in and watches them in the bathroom, that he walks around in tight leggings so they can see his erection. They said that he makes inappropriate comments all the time. He asked them about their breast sizes. Oh my gosh, it's so bad. Some of it I can't actually say on air. Some of the things that he said to them. Multiple women testifying under oath, under threat of penalty. And they're told to shut up and accommodate it. That they're the bigots if they don't allow themselves to be objectified by this man in woman face. That they're the bigots if they don't submit to the sexual abuse campaign against them carried on by this man in woman face. To the point where I've always said, if men who wear woman face, if they claim discomfort, they're accommodated. If women claim discomfort, they're abused as bigots and forced into compliance. Where are all the feminists? Oh, they're too busy trying to swear fealty to the dudes. Because that's, I feel bad for these women. I mean, what is your what's your recourse? You basically have to leave your sorority. You can't stay there. How is this not objectification? This is just amazing to me. They said that they accused the women of doing this for their own political purposes, and that they're dehumanizing him and bullying him on the national stage. They're making him, the 6'2" dude, out to be the victim after he has sexually objectified. And it sounds pretty abusive, in my opinion. But he's still attracted to women. How is this safe? Where's the concern for the safety of women? If this was your wife, your girlfriend, or your daughter, would you be comfortable with them being subjected to this?
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.